It's bad. Anime. Bruh.
I just got so tired. I don't know.
Yes, you did. But we're not stopping. We just started.
We just started.
Unless you want to stop.
No, I don't. I don't. Okay, I will cool. do it. We'll do it. I'm John.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Bad Anime, the show where we decide, is this anime bad? All right, the fuck was this shit, all right?
You picked it.
I did.
What do you mean? What was this shit? You decided on this.
I did decide on it, and boy, was I not ready for what I was going to see, because I was looking up essentially. So I've gone through waves of looking up stuff for us to cover, and a lot of them recently have been more so like, oh, just like what's around. Like I could find something on YouTube or like on Crunchyroll. For this one, it was a very specific recommendation, because I checked around. I was looking around on the internet, and I found like this one article about like worst animes of all time. And I was like, oh, I've read a couple of these. Like, let's see what's up. Yeah. Maybe there's something that I'm not didn't know beforehand that's like really,
something really new sucks
that we could cover, or that's controversial that we could cover. And this was one of them. And it was in one of the higher positions on this list, and I'd never even heard of it before, that being Psychic Wars. It's an OVA. And
it's crazy because it's actually gained some notoriety now, because there's a very long-running series on YouTube by a guy named Bennett the Sage, I believe his name is, called Anime Abandoned, where he just reviews a lot of anime.
Oh, cool.
There's a lot of overlap between the stuff him and we have covered, by the way.
Oh, that's great.
The OVA stuff. He sounds like a cat that's a little older than us, who just kind of said what I said years ago. It's like, I gotta go through all my random anime DVDs and see if any of them are good. And then you realize, wow, a lot of them are really not.
Wow, like 90% are not good.
Exactly. So he, the best of my knowledge, he started the series with this very episode.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, that series probably started like late 2000s.
Wow.
It's still going.
He's still doing it. Damn, good for him.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
But so yeah. It's great for him, yeah. And it's just cool because I looked up Psychic Wars, and his review of this was one of the first things that popped up on YouTube.
Really? Oh, that's fascinating. I really should check his stuff out then. Sounds great.
It's pretty good. He was around the same circle of like that guy with the glasses crew, so like I knew of him back in the day.
Mm, wow, cool.
But here we are now talking about Psychic Wars. This OVA had some issues.
It did have a lot of issues. It did come out in 1987. It did get a VHS release in 1991, though.
Yep.
So it's of the time, definitely.
Manga Entertainment, the people who licensed a lot of random OVAs to come out in the States at the time. You know, and it was cool because, you know, especially the times of VHS, a VHS can only hold so much content on it.
Exactly.
So it was you could theoretically buy a whole series of stuff, but it really made no sense because it would cost you a ton of money to buy all the VHS tapes.
Exactly. And this was a nice 45-minute OVA to just slap on a tape and be like, that's it, baby.
Yep.
Send it off.
Have fun with it.
And we didn't.
Well, here's the thing. Did we have fun, though? That's actually a tough question.
That is a tough question. I think like when you get an OVA like this in particular, that's so over the top with like its decision making and like so full of just what happened. Is it a situation where you did have fun at the end of the day, or is it a situation where you're deeply bored?
Well, here's the thing. It's funny. This was originally, apparently Psychic Wars, the original work was a novel.
Yes. You mentioned that to me the other day.
And that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You mentioned that to me the other day.
Because this had the more wild creativity of a novel, because our fella here, I don't know the name. Is it some doctor, folks?
Yeah, he's Dr. So his name, I will say, Dr. Retsu, but I never remember anybody calling him that. I just remember everybody referring to him as doctor the entire time, honestly.
Exactly.
So I think we can just refer to him as doctor. And his lady assistant is Fiyoko. Fiyoko, I remember.
Yeah, and of course, is the woman he's is in love with, because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? So yeah, it starts off. This woman's like, I have cancer, but it's a crazy kind.
Yeah.
And it's some demon, space demon thing.
Yeah, and it's a tumor in her body. Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
And our doctor friend cuts out that tumor, and it turns into a giant demon, and it like tries to kill everybody, and then he puts a stop to it.
And he's like, oh. And then they're like, oh, the demons are coming, but they've always been here, so you have to stop them. Maybe go into past? And he's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then suddenly he turns gold and like slashes some things, and I will say, not since X-Arm have I seen an anime where the faces were left like this unexpressive.
Oh,
because the faces.
I couldn't even remember whether mouths moved or not. That was how bad it was.
Sometimes they did not.
Yeah. Yeah.
But these faces show no emotion.
Zero.
It was absurd to look at.
So you don't know how anybody feels about anything. Everybody feels the same way about everything most of the time.
And unfortunately, again, this dub was in 91.
Yep.
So when these companies did not have a lot of money back then, they got some, you know, I don't know if it's the actor's fault or just inexperienced directors. But no one knew what they were doing, nor really cared,
yeah.
because they're yeah. like, oh, some weird cartoon from Japan with blood and tits. Sure, I'll voice it for $200 and then go home.
Right, exactly. And that's pretty much what it was, too. But as you were saying before, he kind of turns gold and stuff. And when he does kill that first small demon, there's like a message that's sent to him that he's like the chosen one.
And
as per usual, like, he's a chosen one that was selected like 5,000 years ago to stop the demon population from taking over what is now modern day Japan. And this demon population was a tribe.
Something Garzy's wing.
In like old Japan. Yeah, this reeked Garzy's wing. Yes. I smelled it and I was like, ew.
Really? This is, honestly, if you want to be crude, you could say this is Garzy's wing, but the characters occasionally shut up.
Yeah, because Garzy's wing, they just didn't shut the fuck up the entire time. At least, like, they didn't blab as much in this one.
No.
But yeah, they let the doctor know.
Every sentence was meaningless and devoid of any like
completely.
Well, because here's the thing, right? What they try to do is, like, all the lines were clunky exposition because maybe they could have used some more blabbing, honestly.
Maybe.
Because suddenly Doc Guy got sent back thousands of years into the past. There's this vortex with five nuns in it saying, "We are nuns." And he's like, "Okay." And then he sits down, he gets down to the other time. He kills a bunch of weird demons riding around, and he goes, "It's the something something era." It's like, we don't know what that means.
Yeah, they say it's like the Jomon period or something.
Yeah.
And it's like
an
era in Japanese history. But this particular version of it has giant orcs in it.
Giant orc demons in it, which, who knows, it could be folklore, but I don't know.
You know, I will give them the credit that they really tried to make that make sense. They visited the doctor's friend, who's like a professor at a university, and they were like,
all those scenes were horrible.
So what? Yeah, but, you know, there was something there. They obviously didn't do it, but there was something where
you're just like, Rob, shut up. They're trying.
The doctor, like, was talking to his friend, who's like a historian scholar, and he's like, "Oh, right. So tell me about this like prophecy from 5,000 years ago in the Jomon period." And the guy like explains about he basically says nothing, but he just all but confirms that some shit happened like 5,000 years ago.
Some stuff.
There was a demon tribe.
I was scratching my balls or something.
Yeah, they like I don't know. There was some problems, but then yeah, as you said, then he goes back in time to just kill a bunch of orcs, and he does it. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I think they were organizing, at least as far as I remember, the orc leader was organizing all these demons to go through a portal to the modern day to be able to
something like that
do
to
that
take over the modern day.
Yeah, but then the doctor just blows up their whole headquarters and they all die.
Yeah, but there's other dumb shit, like his wife. Not wife. Love interest is taken over by a demon or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, "You're not her." It's like, "I am her. And me. I'm a demon, but I'm also her." And I'm like, yes, I've also drunkenly watched Devilman and kind of only half got the point at times. Rewatch the fucking thing, please.
And then they fight, and I think he wins, right? And then that's the end, right? Something like that.
All this anime was just a bunch of action scenes.
It was a bunch of action scenes. And
it's honestly, you could make a very fair comparison to Dragon Ball. It's a bunch of nonsense being spoken. He turns gold and hits some things, and then we're just supposed to move on.
Yeah, it's true. I did think something that you said made a lot of sense earlier, too, that it was that you found out it was originally a novel, because it really does seem like this was a case of, trying to pack too much content into 45 minutes.
Absolutely.
If each of these arcs that they did in this OVA, I'm not saying it would have been good, but if each of these arcs in the OVA could have had like three episodes, might have been a full season of television.
Or you could have you could still keep it truncated, but what you could have done is do like three OVAs.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You just do three OVAs in each setting, and it would have made a lot of sense. But yeah, especially because like in a novel, you're allowed to get wildly creative and jump back and forth.
Of course.
But you have so much text and context to get you there in a way that makes sense right. to your reader.
And with here, there's not enough time to do all that.
Yeah, it seems like people fumbling around going, we don't have time for this.
I can't imagine the writer's room with like what the whiteboard in there looks like. All right, so first, yeah, okay, he's a doctor in the present, and then he goes to the past to kill orc kings, but then he has to come back to the future to see all the orc kings solidified in stone and to kill his girlfriend, who, by the way, is a demon from 5,000 to 6,000 years ago, who was actually asked to exterminate the universe at that time but wasn't able to do it, so is doing it now for some reason. Everybody got it? All right, let's get to work.
And then just everyone in the room going, I didn't get any of that.
This is my first job.
God damn it, Atsushi. Just fucking animate some swords. Don't you dare spend money on the faces.
I did also want to point out, like, there were some, as with Garzy's Wing, there were a lot of lines in this that were delivered just in the funniest possible way that you could ever hear, because...
Well, that's the joy of, like, this era of dubbing. Sorry to cut you off, but
God,
just, like...
God, it was so funny.
It's so much inexperience, and people probably not caring.
Yeah, they really didn't. And, like, my only note throughout this entire OVA was... Once he gets to, like, the old orc kingdom, he gets there and he's talking to somebody at some point, and they're like, oh, yes, the orc kingdom. It's over there. And by the way, they eat women as their food.
I don't even remember that.
They just kidnapped his, like, love interest, and he's like, oh, yeah. Fuck. Like, is it really that, like, is it that specific? They just eat women as food? Because there's no women in this universe right now.
Exactly. It's like, wait a minute, they just eat women?
Huh? As their food.
Oh my god, that's so god. Fucking funny.
But yeah, he, you know, he wins. He is saved by, and helped by this goddess, and with her, he defeats...
He's saved by the holy warrior, right?
Yeah.
Oh, no, shit.
Yeah. the good memory. And then that's pretty
much what was the thing in Garza's Wing that the fucking idiot kept saying? I forget. The really long, complicated name for no reason.
Oh, like, yeah. Like, they had a very, very long, complicated name for things, and I just don't remember what it was, thankfully.
Fuck, I was trying.
Oh my god. Thank God my brain replaced that knowledge with something else. Ugh.
Yikes. That's all I can say about Psychic Wars. I mean, I wasn't expecting much, but wow.
Yeah.
And an OVA that kind of failed in almost every capacity for me personally.
Pretty much every capacity that there was. I mean, not only did it not look good, sound good, feel good, but the plot was just not there. They were just trying to do too much.
Like you said, they were trying to cram way too much in here, and the editing was really bad.
Editing was horrendous.
So, like, at some points, especially, I love to go back to like that doctor thing. Like, when you talk to the doctor's friend, it cuts back to him, and then doctor's friend, and then, like, go back and forth. The editing was so bad, I couldn't tell, like, what was taking place and what time frame.
Yep.
Was this, like, were these flashbacks? Were these sequential events? I didn't know what the fuck was going on, and I was sober as a bird.
Yep. It was, like, for me, it was a lot like the second season of Westworld, where... except the only difference is Westworld, they're trying to make you understand what they're doing and failing. And in this one, they just didn't even try to make you understand.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, Westworld, from what I understand, because I've only seen a couple episodes of Westworld.
Yeah.
It's one of the shows.
I mean,
where it's like,
I personally think the show should have ended after the first season. Every other season after that has just been so bad and weird. And they're like, they're that kind of show that makes things so complicated that you don't know what's happening, but in a bad way.
Right.
Like, some shows are successful at, like, wow, look at all these plot elements. Like, I don't know what time period they're in. This is amazing. And then they, like, give you a twist at the end or something. Westworld, the second season, was all just like, yeah, there's, like, 8 parallel timelines. This person's doing that, but you don't know when it's happening, but it's all happening. Yeah, you're confused. This is art.
there's a very fine line with that type of storytelling, because you've really run the risk of boring and frustrating your audience.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Some abstract films in that regard can be really nice, you know. But the thing is, if you're doing it in an artistic lens,
mm-hmm.
if you're just telling a story badly, that's one thing. But like, I'll go back to my boy Shinji and crew, when they get all artsy and shit, you're not exactly supposed to know what's going on. Yeah, that's not the point.
Exactly.
But if you're telling a story and just doing a bad job, that's something fairly negative.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And again, I've said this a lot about some OVAs where they'll have like very pivotal plot points in the same breath that should be a throwaway line.
Yeah. No, they will. They will. And in the same tone as well. Not making them feel more important than the last line, you know?
But that also might come down to like the bad direction or bad VA staff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. in like the 90s who was doing all this. Sure. Shit, which is weird because some of the dubs in the 90s are amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It goes back and forth. You never know what you're gonna
get. Honestly, I think it like the early 90s is when it was really bad. Mm. Then you got towards the mid 90s and you have people like, you know, Amanda Wynn Lee coming in doing fucking bang up jobs. You have so many other directors and voice casts like really honing in. It's like, okay, we don't have to awkwardly read every translation here. We can just tell the same story, but make it digestible to a Western audience.
Right. Like it can, it is allowed to be good.
Yeah. Wow. I was trying to be as nice as humanly possible to all the poor folks who had to dub their shit. And you're like, yeah, but they could just be good. Wow.
If the company got behind it and put more money behind it, it could have just been good instead.
And, you know, that was the most delightful level of salt I've heard from you in a while. We're just like, yeah, no, it just sucked because they let it suck. I don't know why I did it that way. They chose to suck. It's not our fault.
Yeah.
Fuck these guys.
Things can suck if you let them.
Things can suck. Okay, so it seems like we're in agreement. This thing kind of sucked.
Yeah, it kind of sucked. I think definite bad. Definite easy bad for bad me. Now, the question that you asked earlier is actually more complex to me of – did I have fun watching it? And I think so sometimes. I think when I wasn't so frustrated with like what the fuck was happening, I was having a good time. But I think it kind of went back and forth between, like I'm kind of bored to, okay, this is dumb to, all right, what is happening? And then once I accepted, as I do in multiple mediums, that I'm never going to understand what was happening. Then towards the end, I was like, okay, I'm starting to kind of enjoy this in the way of that I should be enjoying it right now.
Well, here's the thing. I could definitely see people doing that. For me, I did not do that because these characters and the fight scenes and everything else going on weren't engaging enough to not enough to compensate for the lack of a coherent narrative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where stuff like we also just covered recently, like Cybernetics Guardian.
Right.
Had the really fun visuals and the great music.
Yeah.
So I had a lot of fun watching that one, even though I couldn't tell you a fuck about the story.
Yeah, no.
I would tell you right now, music was all bops, and my God, some of those fight scenes were pretty cool for the time.
Yeah, and the guy looked awesome.
Exactly. There's a lot of cool elements of Cybernetics Guardian I remembered, and I had fun with it. This one, no. Everything was just very by the numbers, even by the standards of 87. Like, you know, they could have done something more risky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have went out of the box a little more because the box was pretty small back then. It wasn't hard to go out of the box back then.
Right. And yet they managed to not do it anyways.
They managed to stay very safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was the most derivative of the 80s stuff I've seen, which is such a shame because, you know, it was such a great time for creativity in anime because, like, the medium was evolving so much. Yeah. You could really go more adult or tell very different types of stories because none of them really have been done yet in the medium.
I mean, like, Akira came out a year after this.
Fucking insane,
right? Like that disparity between it's ridiculous.
Fucking insane. And like you said, they just let this thing suck.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It didn't have to suck. They said no, this we're gonna just gonna let this suck.
Yep. And we're gonna let this end.
It's bad.
That's right, everybody. The fun is over today. Thanks so much for clicking on the episode. But the fun does not have to stop here. You can hit us up anywhere that you can find us on Instagram or TikTok at Bad Anime Pod, or you can even email us to get in touch with us directly at badanimepod@gmail.com. If you got any opinions or you just want to send some hate mail or love mail, we'll take both. We don't care. Thanks so much for listening, everybody, and have a great day.
Simple Equations Podcast Network.